I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. The sci-fi series Haven, based on the Stephen King novella The Colorado Kid, follows FBI agent Audrey Parker as she arrives in the town of Haven, Maine. She's there to investigate a murder in the mysterious town, but soon finds out that the small town is a refuge for people with supernatural abilities. Emily Rose plays Audrey on the hit show. She's been in Brothers and Sisters, ER, Two and a Half Men, and even worked on the video game Uncharted. I talked to Emily in a conference call where she talked about Haven, her acting goals, and working with motion capture on the video game. Real quick, I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. And now, here's Emily.
What keeps challenging you about the role of Audrey?
I think just her mystery that is herself and where she comes from. I constantly am challenged by her toughness and how she would handle, you know, trying to walk that fine line between trying to be a nurturer and helping people that are troubled, with also the tough skin and the defensiveness that she had to build up individually in order to last all these years without a family or a home or without knowing anything about her background. That's a constant challenge for me.
How much did each of those things sort of weigh into your decision to do this series?
Well, you know, for me, the next step for me personally in terms of acting was to lead a show, and I really enjoyed the script and the story. Now, the fact that it was a Stephen King was just like an added endorsement. It kind of felt like it would get a little bit more weight and attention from the get-go, you know?
How do you approach her now to understand who she really is? Are you off balance as an actress?
I think definitely. It's one of those things I always talk about. It's kind of scary. I mean, as an actor, you are kind of given this past and this history that you understand. And I think something I learned in school, in theater school, was I was hearing all the time, and my teacher was like, you may not get it now, but later you'll understand, is trusting that you're enough, trusting that what you bring to the character is enough. And I think in a situation with Audrey where there's so many unknowns, where I don't know, it's like they pulled the rug out from underneath me. Like, they pulled it out initially when I didn't have any, like, sort of family or background, or all I knew was just, like, that I was in a foster home and that I was this really good agent. I mean, those are kind of the basics and everything that you can kind of, you know, put on, ornament the Christmas tree of that character on with it, you know. But the next thing was, when this rug got pulled out from under me that I might not be actually Audrey, I just had to trust that those feelings I was feeling about sort of, like, maybe this new, like, guest star was going to come in and maybe she's the real Audrey and maybe I haven't been playing that the whole time, or all these feelings of what I thought, like, were those really mine and was I really allowed to own that? Was somebody else going to get to be that FBI agent and what does that mean for me? I just had to trust that, you know, so it was a really interesting acting exercise to just kind of what I was feeling in terms of the anxiousness and the nervousness of not knowing what to do or what to do next. I just had to trust that Audrey was most likely feeling those same exact feelings. So all I need to do is to fall into my work and to fall into the text and try to tell the story well. And I think that that's what, you know, my Audrey knows to do, is that she doesn't know her past, but she does know that the present, and Nathan sort of gives her that faith there on the beach in the opening scenes of this next season, you know, and just believing in her and giving her the strength to say, you know, we do this well, you help people well. And I think that that's all I knew to do, you know, knew that she could do, is just help people and try to help them through their kind of trouble of the week, and sort of in finding that and helping the town, she then kind of finds herself.
Would you say now that you are in the midst of the second season, that the story is advancing very significantly from the first? Have the threads been laid down more with Audrey than ever before?
I just think that we've moved to the deeper level. I think if we didn't end up coming back, it would have been a great way to end the season, because it's pretty powerful. But I think in the second season, we just go to a whole another layer of what that means for Audrey. And it's kind of, like, tough. The challenge with her is to make her active in that place when she finds out that everything is gone. So how does she keep on going? So I think that we just explore that more this season. And the writers have a very clear vision in terms of what the last scene of the entire series will be. And so they're always working towards that point. But I definitely believe that, you know, we are always fighting for the arcs of our characters in terms of where they're going next and how it builds. And And this year, in terms of on the sci-fi perspective, we just, you know, built the action of it. It feels a lot more action-oriented. But I think that the characters and kind of what they're dealing with on an emotional level is up dramatically. Because we end with the thief having died and what that means for Nathan and what that means for him personally and pretty much Audrey's identity dying and what that means for her. And that leaves them in a very interesting place.
Initially, what was it that drew you to the show?
I think for me, I just really enjoyed the character of Audrey. When I read it, I just thought that she was really cool and really sassy and really sarcastic and fun. And the fact that they, you know, they wrote these really quirky characters. And I know I say that a lot, but it's really, when you read scripts and you don't just see these normal characters that would maybe just be accepted by all the popular crowds, you know, you kind of get refreshed that there's actually well-written characters that ride a tandem bicycle or, you know, little details like that that kind of make you go, wow, what is this town about? It was really visceral for me. I could really feel it. And so that, to me, was intriguing, you know, this character of Audrey that was so determined and wanted to figure out what was going on but then had this little weak spot, not knowing her own history. To me, that was, that's what hooked me in.
I was wondering, Audrey's very tough, and, you know, she carries a gun, and she wears these suits all the time. If you're like that, or did you really have to work on that aspect of her character?
I feel like I'm kind of proud of being that way. You know, I feel like I grew up with my grandparents have a big ranch in central southern Oregon, and my dad always taught me about gun safety and about what it was like to hold a gun, and I had, you know, a little BB gun that I would use under his supervision, and I also, you know, am kind of a tomboy when it comes to hanging around horse barns and stables and riding and just not afraid to get my hands dirty and, you know, love, like, working on cars with my dad and things like that. So I do have those kind of tough qualities, and I kind of resist at times being the girly girl. I don't know why. I think there's a feeling of wanting people to take me a little bit seriously, you know, take me seriously, but I do see that in Audrey. So I was always pushing them and pushing the show and asking for, you know, as much gunplay and, you know, badassness as possible. And so it's fun when I get to do that stuff. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question concerning a comment you made earlier. You talked about playing the lead in the show being a goal. You had an acting goal. And I'd like to know what some of your other acting goals are or have been. And if you have any new projects, you know, that you can tell us about besides Haven. And if you have any more of them for sci-fi.
I think that I have a few acting goals that come to mind. I would really, really love to do a feature film. It's something I can't wait to be able to be a part of, and I know that would be a great opportunity. I also just look forward to being able to work on a film, which would be like working on a complete script, whereas series television, it's such a quick turnover. You know, you have to make your choices and make them quick and then move on to the next thing. And I think with working on a film, I would really enjoy being able to look at the whole story and the arc and be able to really work on each of those scenes and, you know, rehearse and that would just be a dream, you know, to not have the speed of it behind it. You know, I'm here in New York this weekend. I went and saw Zach Braff's new play that he wrote, and I just got, you know, I went to school for theater. I went to school for about 7 years and got to do a ton of theater, and I miss it. I miss it so badly. I miss the rehearsal process. I miss being able to play a character that you're not typecast in, and I just really can't wait to be able to do a good play with a great director and a great writer and work with a great, you know, cast and just workshop it and make it, you know, make it to a good point. I can't wait to do that again. And then I really would love to teach an acting class and work with high schoolers or college students and teach an acting camp. That's another huge life goal for me. I love mentoring and I love teaching and I love working with kids with theater. So I can't wait to do that again sometime in the near future. I got to do that a few years ago, and I just missed it, so I love it. Any opportunity I can to teach, I take. And then I think that in terms of projects, I'm just working a bit here and there on a video game for Sony called Uncharted. I haven't been able to talk about it for a while, but I'm able to talk about it now that I'm in the third installment of the Uncharted series with Sony PlayStation, and I'm finishing up that project. And hopefully when I come back home, I'll work on some family time, and then hopefully we'll work on something else. We'll see.
Can you comment a little bit about the difference in acting, you know, your whole body, everything on the screen, as opposed to just acting with your voice?
Well, Uncharted is actually one of the video games that has been on the forefront of the new movement in video game making of motion capture and cinematics. So I actually do motion capture for the game. I act with my whole body as the actor and the person, as we all do in the scene, and we do that on a sound stage, and cameras record us. And so the only difference is I'm not in costume. I'm in a motion capture suit, and the computer captures all of our movements, and then we come in the next day later and lay in any vocals that they weren't able to pick up on the soundstage. But it's neat to be in a new medium of video game making where I'm not just walking in the booth and doing the voice.
Uh-oh.
Although I still do concentrate a lot on my voice for the character of Uncharted, but it's fun to just be able to do all of that.
Have you done any just the regular voice acting where it's just your voice?
In school, I did some stuff with, we had a great teacher named Gordon Hunt, and he was a casting guy with Hanna-Barbera back in the day, Flintstones and the Smurfs, and so I did a bunch of voice stuff with him, and he's actually one of the directors on this video game. But in terms of, I mean, I do a ton of the work in the booth on that game, but we also couple that with the motion capture. But I'd love to do voice work. I think it's fantastic, and I love making weird voices all the time.
As an actress, do you find yourself watching shows and critiquing things you do in the show for future performances?
Yeah, I'm the type of actor that really wants to see dailies on a regular basis. I like to know, you know, when I still think that I'm learning, you know, every day, and I'm learning and I'm trying to get better, you know, and on a regular basis. And so I watch certain scenes because I remember what directors directed me to do, or maybe in an area that I disagreed with, and I watch, and I just like to see, you know, how it appears on the outside to the audience. And so, that's something, I'm a visual learner, so I definitely like watching to learn and to get better.
What's your advice to actors?
And that's a great question. I mean, there's the cliche one of just, you know, keep going. If it was, you know, to actors that want to be acting and to be working in this industry, the people I admire the most are the people like at my theater ensemble that I get to be a part of every once in a while back in LA, called the Los Angeles Theater Ensemble. Those guys are, to me, they're the true artists. They write their own theater, they collaborate, they workshop it, and they throw themselves out there every single season with new, fantastic, relevant material. And so I think my advice is just not to wait for auditions, to create your work. It's something we learned at UCLA when I was there getting my graduate degree, is they said, don't wait for somebody to hire you. We're giving you the tools to create your own work and to make relevant theater that, you know, can be talked about. And so my advice is to go out and to observe and to use observations to inspire you, and then to go write pieces and put them up in your living room or put them up somewhere and get feedback, and just keep using your instrument, keep using, you know, what you have, and getting better and learning, and be open to direction, be open to people, you know, giving you advice, but not so open that you, you know, lose a sense of who you are.
What have you learned about yourself since you started working on Haven?
Wow, that's a great question. I've learned about how much I need family and friends, and how much I need other people in order, you know, I need support and like a constant and kind of the craziness, how much you need balance in your life. And I've also learned that I can do it. You know, you kind of always wonder, would you be able to tell this story and will people connect with it? And it's such a blessing and such a treat when you find out that they do enjoy it and they do connect. And that it could have been anybody, you know. I'm just so thankful and blessed to have gotten to play with all of these people. And I think just learning to be thankful on a daily basis, no matter, you know, how stressful the day is, or no matter how you know, anything turned out, just to be thankful that I get to do this job and get to be on the phone with you guys.
Thanks, Emily, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.